Well, good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful Monday morning on August 26, 2024. I hope that this morning finds you well. I hope that you are realizing that the temperature this morning is a pleasant, I'm not sure, but it's cold. It feels really good, and I hope that it stays this way because it has been mighty hot forever. I mean, it literally seems like it has been forever. I'm ready for the cool down for sure. So where are we this week? Well, I tell you, yesterday, I don't know about you, but I thought our church services went very well. The atmosphere and the spirit of the church overall was warm. It was friendly. The music was great, and I really enjoyed the services. If you were not able to attend the Sunday evening services, we went out in the community and distributed welcome bags to our community, and we broke up into different groups and went out. And I tell you, it was a great thing, and it's good to be able to have a community presence. And again, we've been trying to do that. I've told a number of people we try to do that at least once a month, but you know, it is just great when we can do that and just, you know, go and spread the love of Jesus together. So I want to just give you a thought this morning. I know you've got a lot going on, and I just want you to think about this. Think about this question. How many times have you felt like God does not hear you and that he seems far away? You know, I think through the history of time, many have felt that way. It's not a foreign question. It's not a foreign thought or concern. It's an honest question. There are times when it seems like God is far away. There are times when it seems like God is not responding to our prayers. And there are times when it really feels like we're going through this life on our own. But I want to encourage you today, friend, we are never alone. For those whose hope is in Jesus Christ, you are never alone. So this morning, I want to come to you from what I feel is a classic psalm. I've done a number of funerals in my ministry experiences, and I can tell you that many of the times that I've preached a funeral message, Psalm 23 has been somewhere and in some form incorporated in that service. We just cannot get away from that psalm. But I want to tell you that psalm is not just a lament for the departed. It is hope for the living. I want you to know that today. So I'm going to read that to you and then just give you a few observations and leave you with one thought. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, by the way, reading from the New American Standard. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So you may be asking, well, what does this tell me? What does this tell me? Well, let me tell you what it tells us. If you look at the first few verses, 1-3 primarily, it tells us that God supplies all we need for comfort and for restoration. Friends, we lack no good thing. We have peace and we have comfort and we are guided by the Lord. We can have all the trappings of success, friends, but if we have no peace, it is worse than having no success. And so we need the peace of God and we need the comfort of God now that we are alive. We need those things and we need him to guide us. Also, look at verse 4. Notice that it tells us that God is with us when we are afraid of death or when we are close to death. And you know, there are some people that say they are not afraid of death, and I really believe them. I really believe them. But we must remember that for those whom God loves, death is but a shadow. Think about that today, friends. Maybe some of you have some health things you're going through. Maybe you just are not sure what's going to happen at work. Maybe you just don't know what is going to happen in your family. Maybe you've sinned and maybe your family has been affected by it. maybe you and your spouse are having difficulties and you are really hating life right now, and maybe you're afraid of some things. But let me tell you, for those whose hope is in the Lord, death is but a shadow. And I want you to understand that you need to lay those things down that are causing you fear, that are causing you worry. Lay them at the feet of Jesus. He can bind, he can mend, and he can heal. Because there's always hope for those whose hope is in Christ Jesus. Verse 5 tells us that God does things to demonstrate his love for us. Friends, we are given a place at the Lord's table. I mean, what greater table is there? You know, me and my family went on a little vacation about a month ago to Pigeon Forge, and we went to the Old Mill. And I love that place. It's just like this wooden cabin kind of setting inside, and all the tables are massive. And we had a large family group. My daughter had a friend with her as well. And just sitting at that table, you know, the waiter and staff made us feel like we were part of this big family that extended beyond my family. And so, you know, I was thinking, this is great. When they handed me those biscuits, I'm like, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. But knowing that we have a place at the family of God is so wonderful. And it's a blessing. And his blessing is poured out over us. Lastly, verse 6 tells us that God blesses us perpetually, eternally, continuously, and he gives us hope. Therefore, we desire to worship him because his kindness is great and apparent to us. Let me leave you just one final thought here before we close out. Know this today, my friend. God is always with us and has put his Spirit within us to show us that he is with us. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Learn more to listen and lean and depend upon the Holy Spirit. Here's a prayer that you can pray every day. Lord, guide me with your Spirit. Help me to do what you want me to do. Refrain from what you don't want me to do. And lead me in your plans and purposes for me today. You can always pray that prayer. In fact, every single day you can pray that prayer. Let me just pray with you today. God, I thank you for those, Lord, who are listening and for those who may get a great message out of this word today. Lord, it all starts with your word. And I pray today, God, that you will bless the hearts of the hurting, bless the hearers, Lord, as they are probably going through many different things and they just need a fresh touch today. It's Monday. It is a fresh new week. And I pray today, Lord, that they will sense that. And you will help them walk in the new day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, God loves you. God bless you.